Welcome, everyone. We're about to begin Bez Hashem Power Words, Shir number 30. Displaying harsh facial expressions, even if you don't say anything, can cause a lot of distress. It may not be called a nos dvara mamush because you're not actually saying anything, but it causes distress and it causes tsar. And words combined with a harsh facial expression certainly causes more tsar. In some instances, parents, teachers, other people may be able to use that more serious face, stern looking for constructive purposes. A quick frown is enough to convey a message of disapproval that can motivate someone to improve. But on a regular basis to do that is not healthy, not proper. When the looks on your face, always when you're connecting, trying to teach or educate or interact, if it's cold, it's unsympathetic, it causes pain. While a smile and a genuinely friendly look on a person's face is truly, truly an act of chesed. Therefore, it's important to be careful that generally your face should be one that is pleasant, comfortable in people's presence, and to have a pleasant demeanor facially and the idea is to do this, to encourage other people to do this in a sensitive way. Because the face actually is, the Rishon Salanta says, it's like a Rosh Hasharabim. You have a few stories brought down, a lot from the Gedolei Musar, others, where one point in Elul, someone was very like serious, because Cheshbon HaNefesh, they mean it L'Shem Shemayim. I think it was said that Rabbi Saul Salanta gave him Musa that your face is a Rosh Hasharabim and we shouldn't cause any discomfort because of your Cheshbon HaNefesh. In general, it's important to be pleasant in the way your facial demeanor is, in the smiling, in the tzuras apanim. Have a mekabel es kol adam b'seiv apanim yafais. Now, another form of einas devarim is when you specifically convey to a person that they're a failure. That is one of the most harmful things that you can do to a person, that you can convey to a person to make them feel like they are failing or that they are a failure in life. Never say if someone's not successful in their studies or they tried to accomplish something and they couldn't. Never say that you're a failure. Never say that you'll never succeed in anything. Parents, unfortunately, sometimes would say this to children in different periods of their lives. As children, as teenagers, that type of negative programming creates a tremendous amount of discouragement, a tremendous amount of suffering through people's lives. A lot of people, it resonates them by them from being told by someone that was seemingly chashev or chashev in other ways by them, and they pasken on them that they are a failure and they live accordingly subsequently. That creates a tremendous amount of agmas nefesh. Rabbi Akiva, it's brought down, was about to give up. He was discouraged when he was 40 years old, and then he saw water dripping on a rock. And he reflected on the fact that how a consistent dripping on the rock could make a hole in the rock. And imagine if we would not have Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva, who gave us Torah Shebaal Peh to such a great, great, great degree. And so therefore, the idea is, imagine if they would have told him, you know, I'm sorry, don't think you can make it, give up already, admit you failed, and end of story. Chas v'shalom. So therefore, give people encouragement and efforts. Avoid saying things that imply, or certainly not directly, telling a person that they're a failure. And even if they're not matzliach in a particular thing, you could always find their strengths, to find something in their strengths where they could accomplish. Another thing that the Chafetz Chaim brings down in his Sefer, in the Psicha of the Lavim, Yud Gimel, that any negative comment to a person about his family background is also a violation of Einas Dvarim. So if their parent, their grandparent, did something wrong, it is also to mention to them that in a way that would distress him. People want to feel proud of their parents and grandparents and ancestors. It's painful to hear negative things mentioned about them. For example, my father was in your father's class and he really did a lot of crazy things. Or your mother's a rough person for anyone to deal with. She's not as nice as any of the mothers of my other friends. In marriage, you have to be very careful. Sometimes you need to have an honest discussion about some challenges when it comes to in-laws, parents of your own parents, your wife or husband's parents. That could be difficult, and to have a mature, healthy conversation, and you ask hadracha on how to have those conversations without falling into any iser lashon hara, without making each other feel bad, just to basically learn how to navigate certain types of personalities. That could be acceptable. But this mean-spirited bashing and labeling is terrible. You know, wasn't it your grandfather who did those crazy things that were written up in the newspaper? Was it your father that went to jail? All of those things, the way it's said. Your family history is nothing to be proud of. And if you say it to someone else about something, one else, Lashon Hara as well, besides Einas Dvarim, but usually it's Einas Dvarim. You knock somebody's sister, you knock somebody's uncles and aunts and cousins and all of those, creates a tremendous, tremendous chalishas hadas, tremendous agmas nefesh. Sometimes it goes, unfortunately, you see this a lot too, where someone comes from a brilliant family, a real chush of a family, and people say about him or to him directly, you know, he's not the brightest one in the you know, they use these expressions like the elevator doesn't go all the way to the top, or, you know, they're missing a couple of, you know, the bulbs, and, you know, light bulbs in the head, to say that, you know, in that hush of a sharp family, this one's the dull one, or the black sheep of the family, or, you know, I don't believe that you're this guy's son, he's such a Talmud Chacham, and you're just not a bad guy, but you're a regular guy. Or the yichas of your family stopped with you. All these things that people say, even if they say it half-jokingly, it's really a terrible thing. It creates a tremendous amount of agmas nefesh. And therefore, one must be very careful to avoid saying things that would make people be embarrassed or ashamed of their family background, of their overall family, of their own history, of their own humble beginnings, perhaps. So again, to review the two, three points of this shiur. Number one is the be makabel b'seva panim yafais. Sometimes a harsh look, a glare, could also be aynoa, not aynoa stavarim, but causing tsar to somebody. Panim zayafais, a mean face, an angry face, causes people to withdraw, causes people to feel tense and angry and upset. And in marriage also, it's an extremely important thing to be careful the way you express yourself and how you convey your overall demeanor. A smile could do a tremendous thing in healing people and helping people, making people feel welcome. Never chalila to make anyone feel like a failure in any way. And never to embarrass a person if they have humble family background, or they make fun of their yichus, or they make fun of you as the lowest of the low in your chush of a family. All these type of things that are very, very hurtful. And be very sensitive to people about that. Bracha natzlacha.